You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, this is my favourite one. Jazza showering the pigs. I remember it felt hotter than a furnace that day.
Well, I could send it to you and then you could watch it whenever you like.
Oh, no. Never get anything done if I had it on my phone. Oh, look at how they lift their snouts to the water. Yeah. So happy. Oh, thanks, Neil. You always know exactly how to cheer me up.
Oh, I'm sorry you've had such a tough day.
No, it could have been worse. If things hadn't gone Georgie's way yesterday, I hate to think what kind of a state our Emma would have been in.
Yeah.
Evening, Mick.
Evening, both. He waited for the sunset. It's going to be a stunner tonight.
Oh, red sky at night, shepherd's delight.
How are things?
All right, not so bad. On my way to work. Susan, have you heard any more about our furry friends? Joy told me the shop might be shut all week.
Well, for a couple of days at least. I have to say, I was quite surprised that Alan had no problem with the rats being exterminated in the church. So much for all creatures great and small.
Well, I'm not sure he put it quite like that. I imagine he would prefer a humane solution if there is one.
Yeah, as long as that solution isn't you and me running around with a cardboard box and a candlestick.
No, Alan's leaving any decisions up to the pest control people. They did a survey today and they're coming back tomorrow.
Should I be discreet about the problem? Joyce said maybe we shouldn't mention it, they're not great for publicity.
Well, I wouldn't shout it from the steeple, but I don't think there's any point keeping it quiet. There's going to be a big branded pest control van outside the church, isn't there?
Oh, to be honest, at this point I feel like throwing in the towel. How many more problems can be hurled at me before I get the message?
You can't give up, Susan. The village needs a shop.
So, Thursday night will be just a welcome home meal with close family at Grange Farm.
OK.
And of course you're invited, Brad.
Oh, if it's just close family...
Well, George will expect you to be there. Clary and Emma are cooking all his favourite foods.
I think if I came out of prison, I'd need a couple of quiet days to get used to things.
George isn't like that. Oh, can you believe just yesterday there was a chance he wouldn't be released this week?
Yeah. I wasn't sure which way it would go.
Anyway, Will says he'll stay at Grange Farm with Poppy that first night to give me and George a bit of space. So, after the meal, we'll probably head back here for, you know, an early night. Anyway, there's only a few things left to organise. Poppy and Kira have made a Welcome Home George banner.
You're not going to be hanging that outside here, are you? It just might not be sensitive.
No, it will be in the dining room at Grange Farm on Thursday, and then we will put it up in here for the party.
Okay. Well, I can help with that.
Oh, thanks. And are you free at some point tomorrow to come and get some party snacks with me? Emma got some, but it would just be great to have some healthy alternatives.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant seeing George every day. Living with him and finally being able to do all the things we've dreamed of.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
You know, we've never even been out to a restaurant or a club. Never been for a walk or a pint in the pub. Never eaten breakfast together. Oh, I want to take him to the gourmet brunch kitchen. I went there with Will and Emma. The food is amazing and George is going to love it.
Amber, I need to get going.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Of course, I can get a bit carried away.
No, it's not that. It's just that I'm job shadowing Mick at work tonight. But give me a ring about the snacks. I'm studying at home tomorrow, so I'll be free whenever.
Oh, before you go, Brad.
Hmm?
I never really had a proper chance to thank you for how lovely you were on the Bartleby day. The hug.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. I mean, I don't know.
I wanted to say it now because I don't really want to talk about that day in front of George. It still upsets him.
Of course.
But the hug, it was nice.
Nice because everything else was so awful.
Yeah.
This is the life. Cocktails on a Tuesday night?
I worked all weekend and spent last night helping Mum plan Halloween for Lower Loxley. It's a witch hat hunt. So I have to make the best of my night off. Though it's a long way from living it up in Birmingham clubs.
Oh, Lily, it was incredible. Well, you should come with us next time. You'd love it there.
And the us would be you and a certain Rory Donovan?
Or whoever I happen to be seeing at the time.
Oh, don't even try to play it cool with me, Paul. You blush every time we talk about him. And you talk about him all the time. So, how did it go in the pub with Adam on Sunday? Getting in with the family?
Well, it was fine. Mm-hmm. Although Rory abandoned us at one point and I thought we might have to sit in an awkward silence.
Yeah, he can be a bit dull.
That's what I thought. He's actually pretty cool.
Rose-coloured spectacles. If they're even working on his family, you must really have it bad for Rory.
So, Brad, while you change your shoes, let's do a recap. What are the key things a security guard needs?
A torch?
I mean, the qualities we've just talked through.
Oh, yeah, sorry. They need to be very visible, mm-hmm. observant, like keeping an eye on people's body language and their behaviour.
Good, good. What else?
Brave.
Yeah, a bit of courage doesn't hurt, as long as you don't start making reckless decisions. But what you're missing is common sense.
I'm missing it.
From your list.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like yours, the role is front of house. So, in a situation like anything from, well, lost bag to a fire, you're there to keep things calm. Like the other week, when that man had chest pains in the bar. It was important that his wife and son were looked after, that other guests were reassured and directed swiftly away from the scene. The vital thing in that situation was access for first aiders and then paramedics.
Yeah. I get it. So it's not only about throwing out drunk people.
Well, no. Though even in a fancy place like this, you can't guarantee how people will behave under the influence. Right, you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, it's divine. It really is. Trent told me the blackberries and damsons were picked from the grounds of Grey Gables.
Mm. I should have gone with the hedgerow mojito.
Ah. But a cosmopolitan is timeless.
Do you know, if we're ever forced to job shadow another time, I want to be on the cocktail bar or the health bar. Honestly, after last week, I never want to change another bed again.
If you are suspicious of someone and security need to be permanently suspicious, they become a person of interest.
Right.
Now, the first step is to enter into polite conversation with them. What you're after is an assertive presence without being confrontational. You don't want to be obviously tracking your target, but you don't want to lose sight of their whereabouts either.
Mm-hmm.
Right, now, see Paul over there? Imagine he is your person of interest this evening. For whatever reason, he's on your radar. So, what do you do first?
Engage him in polite conversation.
It's coming this way. Go on then.
Good evening. Where are you going?
To the bathroom.
Right.
Is that okay, Brad?
Yeah, of course it is, yeah.
Thank you, Brad.
Oh, it was awful. More like a psycho cop than a smooth operator.
You could try to be a bit less blunt.
It's going to be hard with Clary and Eddie at George's homecoming drinks. And the two of us, like outcasts.
Yeah. What are we going to do about spinning this yarn about seeing your Nellie?
Well, we'll just have to pretend to be out Friday night.
What? Can't sit in the dark all evening.
Well, we could go to the cinema.
Yeah, I suppose so. And hope that everyone's too absorbed in George's return to ask us about Nellie. Oh, Neil, I'm so tired of feeling like this.
Like what?
Like I'm guilty of something.
Well, we've got to remember it's George's choices that put him where he is, not ours. We've got to always hold on to that.
I know, but it's hard to feel good about anything we did.
You know what we need?
What?
A treat. Let's go to Great Gables, eh? We could have a drink and one of your famous Bridge Farm cheese boards.
Neil, they're hardly mine.
You're a Bridge Farm cheesemaker. In my book, that gives you ownership.
No, you're totally right, Paul. He is making notes.
About me? He's been watching me all night. And when you went over to chat to Oliver, I had the most weird conversation with him.
What did he say?
His actual words sounded like something out of a self-help book on starting conversations. But his body language was openly hostile.
Brad?
Me?
Yeah, can I have a word?
Is everything all right?
We're not sure. You're making Paul feel quite uncomfortable.
Well, it feels a bit like you're stalking me.
No.
Well, you've definitely been doing something.
Well, I can see why you might think that, but it wasn't me. Not the real me, anyway.
What does that mean? Because this is becoming a bit annoying and embarrassing.
Evening all.
Hi, Brad. Everything all right?
No, not really, Auntie Susan. Paul thinks I'm a stalker.
A stalker? I thought you were on security duties tonight.
Of course. Your job shadowing Mick.
Yeah. And he made me treat Paul like a person of interest. Oh, I didn't want to do it, but...
If your brief was to creep out customers, then you passed the test.
I never had you down as a creepy, Brad.
I'm so sorry. I feel awful. I hope I haven't ruined your night, Paul.
Well, it depends what you've written in your little notebook.
You'll have to hand it over, Brad. Freedom of information.
Hmm. Really?
Oh, they're teasing you.
Well, I better go. Mick's waiting for me.
Yeah. Eagerly waiting for Brad's report on your dodginess, Paul.
Well, I could never do your job.
Well, you gave it a good go. I have no complaints, and I'm sure I'd struggle to do what you do.
Oh, sorry, do you mind if I get that?
Go ahead.
Hi.
Hi, Brad. Are you still okay to come with me to the supermarket tomorrow evening?
Sure.
Ed's transferred some cash for the booze, and we will choose the snacks for Friday and a few other last-minute things, like bubble bath and massage oil. Oh, I just can't wait to spoil him rotten.
It's about six, okay?
Perfect. I'll pick you up. See you tomorrow.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
Is that your girlfriend?
No.
Sounded like it.
Not my girlfriend, no. I don't have a girlfriend. It was Amber, George's fiancée. We're arranging his welcome home party.
Party?
Not party. I meant... gathering, just small, just...
It's okay, Brad. I know the family have missed him. It's only right they'll be happy to have him back.
Mick, is it okay if I go back to my own job now?
Yes, please do.
Thanks.
Look, you're smashing, lad, with a bright future ahead of you. When George comes home, watch that you're not drawn into his world. I know you've been a loyal friend to him, but as a trained security operative, I'd mark George out from the moment I set eyes on him, so just be careful. That's my advice.